Absolutely. Thank you for calling Conversation.
Hi, Yona. This is Maggie Karoma calling from the Office of Attorney General's Medicaid Fraud Control Section. How are you today?
How can I help you today?
Good. So it appears that you had sent in a referral to our insurance fraud section, and they referred it to us because it deals with Medicaid. So I just was calling to maybe get a little bit more information because we were looking into this.
Certainly.
So I just wanted to, like, confirm the individuals that were involved. So in your little write-up, it said that the consumer's name is Angel Mason.
Oh, it's an old one, yeah.
Was her son Dante Purnell? Was that his name?
Yep.
Okay. And then would you be able to give me – so, because it kind of says that the daughter was also a caregiver. Was she involved at all, or is she actually providing the services? Do you know?
So I have to look it up. It's been a while. Client. Angel Mason has ongoing litigation in the state, from my understanding, for running a crew of children to rob different places. So she's not a good person, let's call it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I guess I could just, like, kind of say what your little summary here was, but you were saying that, so I guess the mother...
So Angel Mason is the name of the client and the caregiver.
Yeah. Oh, so from my understanding, I thought Angel Mason was the recipient, and then... apparently also her 100-year-old grandmother also received services through her agency, and then it stated that her son...
No, Angel Mason was the caregiver. The client's name is also Angel Mason. I have to look up. It's been some time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just look, try to find all the information there.
Okay, it said that also her 100-year-old grandmother was also receiving services.
No, Angel was definitely a caregiver.
Okay, so...
It was, it's also the name of the client. Oh, wait,
did
no,
you think
you're correct. You're correct, sorry. Angel Mason is the mother.
Yeah.
Angel Mason is the mother. Dante Purnell is the son.
Okay. And then was the grandmother
Susie Armstrong. Susie Armstrong was the grandmother. That's a 100-year-old grandmother.
Okay. And do you have the name of the daughter?
Zakia Ava, let me look it up.
And then it wasn't clear if she was actually involved in this or not. Like, so was Angel also impersonating her? Or was she actually providing care?
I would think 100% yes. She was using them as, okay, the daughter's name is Zamira Rashid Durant. Z-A-M-I-R-A-H. Then the last name is Rashid, R-A-S-H-E-E-D, dash Durant, D-U-R-A-N-T.
Okay,
and... as far as we're aware, can you read me my blurb? Because I Angel, who was fully, like, cognitive and fine and, you know, she didn't need services, in my opinion, but the state said she did. And she was also using her grandmother's services as a cash cow and just clocking in and out all the caregivers.
Yeah, you were essentially saying that it was reported to you, because I guess you had a conversation with the son at some point, that
he came into the office
wasn't...
and reported his mother. He came into the office and reported his mother. When we tried to do a home visit, we were not allowed in.
Hmm.
And again, if you look at Angel Mason's criminal history and ongoing criminal cases,
mm-hmm.
you'll have a better picture of what's going on.
Okay. But as far as you know, the grandmother did or did not need services and was or were not receiving
just them? In terms of her age, she absolutely did need services. She's, as of last year, 100 years old, if she's mm-hmm. not still alive. And
I was going to say, are they still clients of yours or no?
No, they left after this investigation. They left in May.
Oh,
left.
Okay.
It's 10 months ago I reported it or something.
Yeah, we were, I don't know if you heard, but like we were shut down for a few months because it was, we're not actually allowed to talk about it, but we weren't able to do work for a few months. And then this was like a referral from another division to us, so it kind of delayed things.
Yeah, it's all good. None of my business. I just do my job. So she was using her grandmother as a cash cow as far as we're aware.
Okay.
Also, Mr. Purnell, so the main thing is that Dante Purnell was incarcerated, but he was clocking in and out using the electronic visit verification mm-hmm. system from his grandmother's house while he was incarcerated and collecting money. He came in and said that he wanted us to know it was his mother doing it. His mother was clocking in and out on his behalf and having the money go to her bank account. And he also mm-hmm. said she does this with a bunch of people, and she's been doing it for a long time. So it's another Medicaid fraud in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's what I was slightly curious of, because I was looking at his EVV, and it looked like he had worked at other agencies before you. So I was curious if he had said anything in regards to actually being a caregiver at some point, or if this had always been, like, through his mom.
He didn't mention priors.
Okay. All right, I think that's mainly...
So if you look at his criminal history versus his EVV, right, if you look at his jail record versus EVV, you'll be able to see some of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's going to be an important part of this, actually.
He said he's prepared to testify. Again, this is a year ago, but he said he's prepared to testify mm-hmm. against his daughter.
Okay. All right. I think that's all of the information that I need at this time. Thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
All right. Bye.
Take care.